by Michelle Longtime for a daily market wrap this Monday, March 11, 2024. Equities in Asia start the week on the back foot as focus shifts to the U.S. CPI report due out on Tuesday, expected to show a further slowing in core prices and to help identify the Fed's rate cut path. Japan underperformed in a strong yen, leading a broadly downbeat day in the region despite escaping a technical recession, while China is an outlier. Here at home, the PSE index tumbled 1% to close at 68.72.
There's always opportunities in the market, especially given a market that's, you know, trending up in the medium term. No? But if you are, let's say, 70% long or 60% long in your portfolio right now, I guess it would be prudent to just wait for the market to see and if it is going to go down, is it still going to move sideways, you know. Wait for the market to, you know, see first what's going to happen before you deploy more cash into the market.
It's been shocking to me to see sort of how shy this market has been in pushing new highs. When we look around the world at different markets and different asset classes, we see the U.S. market making new highs almost every day. I think Bitcoin's making new all-time highs as well. So the sort of trepidation that local traders are displaying here, I think shows a great deal of maybe PTSD from the sell-offs we've seen over the last couple of years. But if you ask me, this is not the time to be cautious, right? This is not the time. Now's the time to get exposed into the market. The last 2 weeks, we've been seeing companies announce their earnings reports for last year. Almost all of them, at least among the blue chips, have reported all-time high earnings. At the very least, earnings that are higher than pre-pandemic. And their stock prices are where they were 10 years ago. So you tell me that this is an overextended market.
In corporate stories, Bell Corporation is seeking to buy all 4.6 billion pesos worth of minority-held shares of subsidiary Premium Leisure Corporation and to eventually voluntarily delist it from the Philippine Stock Exchange. PLC, which has a stake in City of Dreams Manila and owns a 50.1% stake in Lotto software provider Pacific Online Systems, says the price of the mandatory tender offer will be determined pending a fairness opinion report. In other news, Century Pacific Food enters into a new long-term contract with the Vita Coco Company, covering additional volume requirements by Vita Coco, which will entail new capacity requiring a capex investment of approximately $40 million. This is expected to create at least 1,500 quality manufacturing jobs. The previous agreement signed in 2020 continues to be in force and is up for renewal discussions by 2025. But under this new contract, which is incremental to the existing agreement, Vita Coco will require approximately 90 million liters of coconut water over the next 5 years. The Philippines is the second largest producer of coconuts in the world, home to approximately 2.5 million coconut farmers, many of them located in Mindanao, where CNPF operates. Meanwhile, Cityland Development is launching a new condo project, a 50-story commercial office and residential condo along North Avenue across the Common Station. In other news, Jollibee Foods planning to raise as much as 8 billion pesos from the issuance of preferred shares. That's 5 million preferreds with an oversubscription option of up to 3 million at 1,000 apiece. This is the second tranche under its 20 million preferred shares shelf registration from 2021. The fast food giant says a portion of the net proceeds from the offering will be used to refinance financial obligations, including JFC's callable Series A preferred shares due in October 2024. And finally, ASEN announced its second partnership with U.S.-based Bright Knight, this time to develop, construct, and operate Bright Knight's initial 1 gigawatt renewable power portfolio in the Philippines, with an estimated capital deployment of $1.2 billion over the next 5 years. This is Bright Knight and ASEN's second partnership, building on the success of the one established in India in March of last year, which was a 50-50 partnership to develop a 1.2 gigawatt large-scale hybrid wind-solar power projects in India. ASEN has a target of 20 gigawatts of renewable capacity by 2030. It currently has 4.8 gigawatts of attributable renewable capacity spread out in the Philippines, Australia, Vietnam, Indonesia, and India. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.